رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. بسم الله توكلت على الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to today's show. We are into the first day of March. Almost a quarter of the year is behind us, and the new season of autumn is finding its way into the air. I am your host, Khadija Mohammed, taking you through the next hour on this breezy Monday afternoon with what I love most, some great inspiration, some empowerment, and some food for thought. So sit back, grab your cup of tea, hit up the volume of your radio, and stay tuned into the next hour where we continue our second part of a series on the topic of transformation. What transpired from last week's show, we had Supercoach KJ, was that there is much concern or need for clarity on fear and anxiety with regards to transformation. Remember, our WhatsApp lines are open for any questions that you might have for our guest, Supercoach Z. Send in your questions through on 067-848-5032. Again, 067-848-5032. Now, we know that transforming your life goes beyond the way you live, and it means creating a better life for yourself and changing the way you live. And you do this by changing your thoughts, your visualizations, your words, and your actions. And making a transformation requires you to focus on yourself. If you want the change, it begins with you. And as we went through the topic of transformation last week, it was quite apparent that fear and anxiety is of a great concern. But being afraid of change is natural. It's a part of our fight or flight instinct. And we develop habits that we feel comfortable with and resist changing them. And even when that change is for the better of for us. And this mostly happens because we fear the unknown. And fear is one of the most powerful emotions. It has a very strong effect on our mind and our body. And anxiety is a type of fear and a word that is often used to describe worry or persistent fear. You know, people often wonder if they can have a normal life with fear and anxiety. And dealing with this anxiety isn't easy. It's, you know, living with this tightness in your throat, those butterflies in your tummy, and those racing thoughts of what if spinning through your mind, and that constant feeling that something just isn't right. So anxiety can be really overwhelming when it strikes. And it can leave you wondering if you're actually like losing your mind. So you start fearing the idea and even the thought of change or transformation. And to take us through now, through this concern and through this discussion of transformation and anxiety and fear, I am honored to welcome my guest on today's show. Many of you are familiar with her, and her voice has fondly been on radio before. So we have with us today internationally recognized and certified licensed and accredited NLP practitioner and transformational life coach and facilitator, Coach Z. Zenith is a resilient, resplendent individual who has used the trials and tribulations of life to empower herself and uplift and empower humanity to unleash their full potential. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome, Super Coach Z.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So honored and grateful to be here today, Super Coach Khadija, and I want to thank you, your team, and all the listeners for their invaluable time.
Jazakallah, thanks so much, Super Coach Z, for giving us your time this afternoon to share your invaluable knowledge with us. Whenever your fears and self-doubt discourage one from transforming your life, you know, you're actually not living in the present moment, right? And you kind of feel stressed and you feel overwhelmed, and you are living in this kind of past or even in the future and not the current present. And I think with what's actually happening also a lot with the current situation that we're living in, a lot of concern has arisen from the topic of anxiety and fear. How can one conquer your fear of change?
You know, we live in a constant state of flux, right? And the only thing that is actually constant is change. And just with the theme of the series being transformation, I know last week it was discussed that transformation is the ability to go beyond what we know. Yeah. And going beyond what we know is simply embracing change. And I've understood that the most successful people are not the most powerful people or the smartest or the wisest or even the happiest people. The most successful people are the people that are most receptive to change. So your ability to be receptive to change will determine your future and your ability to surrender. And most importantly, your ability to accept change is basically the cornerstone of living a happy and successful life. Being able to accept whatever kind of curveball or challenges life throws at you without hindering unwaveringly that you need to adapt to whatever life is throwing at you and that there's no way you can change that which is outside of you. You see, ultimately, our life experiences are not created by what happens to us. Essentially, our life experiences are created by how we respond to what happens to us. So just being able to embrace it.
Okay, lovely. And you know, recently a lot of people feel this fear and anxiety, and they are prone to fear and anxiety. What can you do if you are prone to fear and anxiety?
Well, I don't think anyone is naturally prone towards fear and anxiety. I think people are conditioned, right? And it is how mm-hmm. we try to get accepted and fit into the world that allows us this kind of learned helplessness to be prone to fear and anxiety. I firmly believe that when you stop comparing and you start believing in yourself and you start valuing yourself and you know your worth, regardless of all your so-called imperfections, then you can never be prone to fear and anxiety. So like I said before, it's almost a learned helplessness to prove, you know, like it's always trying to keep up and match up. And I just want to say to all of you, there is no competition. There's only you. Everyone else is taken. And the moment you can embrace that fact with clarity, with deeper understanding, with insight, that I don't need to measure up to other people's expectations. You know, it's this whole society's trance of negativity. Mm-hmm. I don't need to try and get better to allow other people to accept me, for me to become accepted in my workforce or in my family or my community. I'm perfectly okay exactly as I am in this moment. And
yes,
I think more than being prone to fear and anxiety, we're actually driven to fear and anxiety by our compulsive, continuous need to try and become somebody else. And as you are, I just want you to all ponder and think about right now, as you are in this moment, what fear mm-hmm. do you have? What anxiety do you have? Just take a deep breath. And just value your life and appreciate who you are with all of your magnificent abilities, your mind, your body, your skin, your healing processes. And tell me what anxiety and fear you're feeling right now at the moment. So fear and anxiety only begins to take place when we leave the present moment, like you said at the beginning, and when we step into the future. Because it's all in our minds. And guess what? We can only access the future or the past from this moment. Mm-hmm. So if you just go back to the now, there can be absolutely no fear and anxiety. So to everyone listening right now, right, to you and all your listeners, just indulge me for a moment, right? Just close your eyes. And just take three deep breaths. And just whisper words of gratitude. Think about how you're feeling right now. And think about your hands and your legs and your eyes and your body and the birds chirping outside, and just ask yourself, while you are now relaxed and calm in this moment, where's the fear? Where's the anxiety?
That's true. I think it's just an external factor. It's just an external factor. Great way of actually just finding that peace and calm is to just close your eyes and take those three breaths and just appreciate what is around you. And I love the way you said, you know, just be grateful. Be grateful for everything that's around you. I think that's the most important thing. It's just to show gratitude. Gratitude brings you so much of peace, you know, and it relieves your anxiety. It relieves your... Because when you realize how much blessings we have and how blessed we are on a daily basis, we actually start... When we start appreciating, our focus is now shifted into this positive. And we lose that anxiety and that fear and that worry and that wannabe, you know, I want this and I want that and I wish I could have had this and I wish I can have that. Mm-hmm. So,
but I should have done that. This should have happened.
Yeah.
You know?
I should, yeah. But as Coach C, how can we actually transform? How do we transform our fear?
Well, for me, fear is not even real. There are many acronyms that have come up around the word fear, but for me, the one that stands out the most is false evidence appearing real. Right? Fear is a thought. Although it seems real to the person who is experiencing it, that emotion is all happening in that person's mind. We can only fear something in the future. And again, I believe, you know, that it's coming back to the present moment that one can overcome any kind of fear. The problem with fear is it appears real because in the mind, the subconscious mind, which actually runs your emotional domain, we cannot, the subconscious mind cannot actually distinguish the difference between a real experience and a thought or imagined experience. So all kinds of fear and anxiety are experiences that begin to create a reality and a neurological response in the body that's essentially all around the thought of it. And if you just come back to the present moment and for a quick fix, a very powerful fix, just like how we did, I believe gratitude is the antidote to all fear. I mean, you can't be thankful and fearful, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't be thankful and anxious. So for me, if we can adopt an attitude of gratitude, I just feel that will allow you to navigate through any kind of emotions that seemingly pitch up in your life through fear and anxiety. So gratitude is the game changer. Gratitude is the antidote. Gratitude is the click that shifts all fear into a state of happiness, joy, and ultimately bliss and sukoon.
Definitely. Sister Zeynep, you know, we have a lot of people that actually have, they cannot take their fears and they cannot transform. So any tips on maybe or steps on how we can help, one can help one another with transforming your fear into courage and strength?
Well, number one, as I mentioned, first step is gratitude, right? Secondly, presence, being present in the moment. And thirdly, believe in yourself, believe in your worth, believe in your competence, believe in all of the faculties that you have been blessed with, that you are perfect exactly the way you are. You are who you've been looking for. I mean, everything we're trying to do that's causing all this anxiety is trying to be someone we're not.
We're not.
Yeah. And the moment, you know, we start embracing who we are instead of trying to be someone we're not, there can be no fear or anxiety. So this concept of conceptualized identity is when we're trying to be someone we're not, that brings up and ignites this anxiety within us. But the moment you embrace and be comfortable with your true, authentic self, then all of this fear and anxiety simply dissipates. You know, everything in our life, we've been conditioned to be something we're not. We've been told not to speak or we've been induced with fear. There's been so much fear mongering, fear of failure, fear of not being good enough, fear of not being accepted. And if we just begin to ponder on the fact that we are so complete as we are, with all our perfect imperfections, there can be no fear. So fear is simply a thought, an induction, a conditioning. And the moment you can separate yourself from it, fear simply dissipates.
Great, great advice. In your opinion, Coach C, why is change or transformation important for us?
How can it be not? I mean, if we take the evolutionary nature of the universe and the evolutionary cycles of the seasons and the evolution of the sun and the moon and day and night, and, you know, Allah in His infinite wisdom has always been indicating to us the paramount nature of change. Mm. So we cannot resist change. You know, what we resist in life persists, and not only persists, it expands and intensifies, and ultimately all change comes from Allah. And the moment you can surrender to change, you are surrendering to Allah. And the moment you can surrender to Allah, you are submitting to a divine source that is all-knowing, omnipotent, omnipresent. And once we know that, then we don't have the power to fight forces of nature. We don't have the abilities to take on a universal force. What we need to do is just dovetail, adapt and align on a parallel level, and then change doesn't even seem like change anymore. It seems like growth. You know, it seems like evolution. It seems like universal force.
Uh-huh.
I mean, even if you take the universe, it keeps on changing and expanding. I now refer to it as a multiverse. It's ever growing. I mean, in the last 5 years, they found two more planets that they haven't found in millions of years.
Yeah.
So where do we even begin to think we can control change? So the most important thing is to begin to understand and align with the universal nature of change.
Mm-hmm. That's great. It's great to be in that space. And, you know, I just want to move a little bit into the topic of teenagers currently. And we're seeing and hearing a lot about teenagers who are facing anxiety and depression. I don't know if you've picked this up, but there's been a lot of teenage depression and teenage suicide and all the teenage anxiety. And there's been a great surge in this mental health issues with teenagers. And this can be obviously for various reasons, maybe bullying, unable to cope academically, family issues, which we know is becoming very, very evident now because of the pandemic and the lockdown issues and all of those kind of things. But I think the pandemic has definitely altered lives beyond our imagination. And how can these teenagers try and stay positive? Any advice for them?
Oh, my favorite type of clients. I love when I get, you know, when I coach the parents and then they're like, oh, I just want you to do a session with my teenager. And to see the difference, you know, just basically my first message to them is that comparison is the thief of joy. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we've always had this kind of anxiety and conditioning and pressure on teenagers. But since the proliferation of social media, it has been expanded through this competitive kind of lifestyle. I mean, if we went on Instagram and as life coaches, we see all these international life coaches buying, you know, private islands and flying on private jets. And you also feel, you know, despondent. And but this is all essentially just a show and tell. It's all just creating a celebrity magazine conceptualized identity sort of life that we feel we need to align with to be able to be deemed successful and cool in our world. But so basically, to all the teenagers out there that are listening, just know you don't need to succumb to peer pressure. You need to start believing in yourself. You need to stop negotiating your worth, your value, your sense of belonging. And I just want you to know that exactly as you are, whether you 50%, 70%, 100%, whether you're tall, short, fat, thin, dark, or fit, you are perfect exactly as you are. You are a handcrafted sculpture of Allah. I just want to say that again so it sinks in. You are a handcrafted sculpture of Allah. And once you can grasp that, don't let anyone dim your light so that you can fit into their dull background. You have a light that shines through your form, and that's what you need to focus on. And the moment you stop comparing, you begin to connect with that inner light and you begin to brighten it, and then the whole world can begin to experience you in your full expression, your authentic self, exactly the way you are. And that is where the critical mass of magic happens. That is where the moment of aha happens, you know, that it's your light that shines through you, that it's not your form, it's not your skin color, it's not your aptitude, it's your attitude, it's your ability and your resilience that allows you to shine through into this incredible world that you were made to serve. You know, your solitary purpose is to be yourself, and the privilege of a lifetime is being who you are.
Who you are, yes. And to all the teenagers, you are a beacon of light, you know, and let your light just shine through. Don't let it, don't waste that light. Let it shine through. So we're just going to move on to the final question for you for this part of the program. And that's actually, if you could share some final thoughts on fear and anxiety for us.
Well, you know, it's easy for me to say because I've been through a transformational journey and I kind of adapt to it every day. And, you know, I just kind of adapt to it that fear and anxiety is just merely a thought. And just like that, I want you all to know that you are not your thoughts. You are the space before thought. You are the space where thoughts are formed and thoughts are created. And once you can identify that you are the co-creator of your thoughts, which co-creates and generates your emotions, your fear, anxiety, or even joy and gratitude, then it's quite simple. Just become a master of your thoughts. And once you become a master of your thoughts and organize them in a process whereby you only allow thoughts to impact you that serve you, and you disallow any thoughts that don't serve you. You become a spectator to your thoughts, and you allow them to fly by you. You kind of mastered your life then. So mastering your life is mastering your thoughts. Because you see, if you start changing the way you think about things, the things you think about start to change.
Definitely. Thanks, Sia. Thank you so much for that insightful part of the program and for sharing with us all your tips and knowledge that you have for us and inspiring all our listeners. We are running a little bit short on time, so we're actually going to just go into a short air break, but we're not letting you go. We're still going to have you online with us. You're really keeping us on our toes here. So we're going to have you still just hold on a bit for us. We're going to move into an ad break. And when we come back, we're going to discuss a very, very beautiful topic, which is resilience. And I know you have a lot to share with us on resilience. So just hang in there, and we're going to be back immediately after the ad break, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to the second half of our show, Let's Talk Life. I am your host, Khadija Mohammed. In the first part of the program, we had Super Coach Z, who gave us a little bit of insight on our current topic series, which is of transformation. Today, we are in the second part of our series, and she's explained to us the aspects of fear and anxiety and change with regards to transformation. Now, change is a tough one. And this uncertainty is what brings upon the fear and anxiety. But as Coach Z has so greatly and understandably explained it to us, you need to acknowledge your fear and to take steps to conquer them. And to overcome the fear of change, you need to look inside of yourself. So you need to acknowledge your fears and dedicate yourself to tackling them one by one. So yes, it can be hard, but it's well worth it. And I myself suffer from all these fears. And at times I engaged with many clients who do too. But by putting one foot in front of the other, we can overcome them. So it starts slowly, you know, celebrate every small victory. Eventually, you will stand above your fears and you'll start living a better life, most definitely. So we're going to actually welcome Z back on the show now, and we're going to just be discussing the topic of resilience. And resilience is the ability to effectively cope with difficult life-changing events. And we all have those difficult and life-changing events. It's also the capacity to make realistic plans and to execute them, even when you don't feel the need to. And this may mean allowing yourself to kind of experience these painful emotions, you know, solving difficult problems, or taking action when you prefer actually to step back. So fortunately, resilience is not a genetic characteristic of strong people. It is a skill that anyone can learn. And that is why we're going to move into now the topic of resilience as we welcome back onto the show our extraordinary and remarkable super coach, C. C, welcome back.
Thank you for having me back.
See, you know what, I think let's just get straight into it. And you can tell us a little bit, I know you're really an expert in this field, and you can tell us a little bit on what is resilience.
Oh, you know, Super Coach Khadija, this is a topic very close to my heart. I've spoken about many countries around the world, and I love the feedback that comes through from clients. And basically for me, I would say that resilience is the ability to bounce back after adversity, knowing that you have all of the resources within you to be able to cope and deal with any curveball that life throws at you.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, how can one actually develop resilience, and why is it so important to actually be a resilient coach?
You know, so I'll give you one of the pointers. There's so much that I could say, but we're not going to have enough time. I could go on and on. But, you know, just tuning in. So I call it good thing, bad thing, who knows, right? Mm-hmm. So I just relate a Sufi tale about this man and his son that were living in this village, and they were quite content with their lives, but like all of us, you know, when we let outside community come and infiltrate what they think is good for us, and just under the peer pressure. So a lot of the other villagers came in and said, you know, why don't you try and do something else? And you saved up some money. Why don't you do, you know, something extra so you can make more money for your son? And da, da, da. So eventually, this man succumbed to the expectations of him, and then he went out and bought a wild horse that he thought he could breed. And, you know, because he had spent all his money, he didn't have enough money to build a strong enough paddock, and the wild horse escaped. And, you know, here come the villagers all over again saying, oh, now look, you don't have any money, and you don't even have the horse, and, you know, with all their opinions. And the wise old man, his shoulders, and he just said, good thing, bad thing, who knows? Okay? And during that thing, what happened was, here comes this horse running back with another 11 horses. So from one horse to no horse, he now had a dozen horses. And again, the villagers all came in and said, oh my word, you're the richest man in the village now. And you're so... And it didn't faze him. He just shrugged his shoulders and said, good thing, bad thing, who knows? Right? And in that week, while he was now training these horses, one of the horses kicked his son, and his son broke his limb. And everyone again, panchayat, they come in. Now, only got this one son, and now look, couldn't you take better care of him? And now his leg is broken. I mean, I wish we could all do that. He just shrugged his shoulders and said, good thing, bad thing, who knows?
Who knows?
That month, the army came into town to take all these young boys to fight in the army, and they left this man's son because of his broken limb. So just like that, you know, if we could just tune in, that whatever is happening through us and not to us. And I promise you, you know, I've seen it in my own life and with a lot of my clients that have gone on a transformational journey with me, that when you look back and connect the dots, in hindsight, you think to yourself, oh my word, I'm actually grateful for my struggles, because they made me who I am today.
Yes.
And just tuning in. So some ways to build resilience would be to tune into this good thing, bad thing, who knows, to tune into a benevolent universe, knowing that you have a loving creator, knowing that everything that is happening for your higher good. I mean, take a toddler, for instance, right? A toddler will be asking its parents for ice cream and chocolates the whole day, crying and throwing tantrums. But the parents are not going to give in and give this child ice cream and chocolate every single day. They're going to, you know, introduce the child to the different food groups and nutritious food. And only later on in life, when that child reaches a level of maturity and understanding, well, this child will look back and say, oh, thank God I had parents to give me nutritious food. And, you know, I wouldn't have had teeth, and I wouldn't have been a healthy So, but obviously at that moment, the child doesn't understand it. So it's just like that when things are happening to us in life. Always tune in that, no, my creator has my back. I may not like what's going on right now, but I'm going to tune in to a friendly universe. I'm going to tune in to a loving creator. And that will just make the journey, you know, the journey to your destination easier. Because like I said before, we can't control things outside of us. We just need to make sure that what's happening in our external environment doesn't affect what's going on in our internal environment, working on that every single day. And also another tool is reframing. So taking, you know, just changing the lens of your camera. So not, you know, like I said, we can't change what is exactly happening, but we can change the way we look at it. So just to give you and the listeners an example, there was this student in college, and, you know, they were still starting off in life. I mean, he was still studying, and his wife was pregnant, and a lot of his friends came to him and said, listen, you know, we've got, all his friends were qualified and they had their kids, and they were like, you know, we've got a camp cot you could borrow, and you could use our, you know, car seats and strollers. And he was like, oh, thanks, that would be such a great help. Thank you so much, right? And then he had a little girl. And and then along the way, he qualified and he was now a professor and he had a good job. And they were getting, you know, they had, his wife was pregnant again, and they had this little boy. And the one day, so his, you know, funky little daughter came to him and sat on his lap and said, Dad, I want to ask you a question. So he's like, what's that, my darling? And she said, I want to ask you, how come I got all stuff? And now, you know, she saw all the spanking new stuff for her brother. And how come he's got all new stuff? And he was stumped. He didn't know what to say to her. And she didn't, you know, she carried on asking him this question. And then, like, he was like, oh, gosh, I just need, like, a light bulb moment, you know? Why did this reframe? So he said to her, you know, my son, you're right. he's got all this new stuff, but there's one thing that you have that no matter how many siblings you get, whoever comes after you, they're not going to ever be able to, you know, tell you that they got anything, because this is one thing that you got new that you can be ahead of the pack. And she's like, what's that, Dad? And he's like, you got brand new parents. Jumping, skipping about happily. And patience doesn't change. He just reframed it. So that's a wonderful tool to use that we use in NLP coaching. And then life, and then investing in the process, not the outcome. So it's okay for us to have goals. We all have goals, but not being so obsessed with the goals, because most of the time we live on this like sinusoidal curve of elation and despair. And most of the time we're on the despair side of the spectrum, right? Where, I have this goal and I didn't achieve it. Now my life is doomed. Or I have this goal and yay, now life is amazing because I achieved it. No, you've got to just invest in the process. So basically enjoying the journey along the way to the destination. Otherwise, you're going to miss the view.
Definitely. Right?
And then that brings me to my final point, my favorite one that we just discussed earlier about having an attitude of gratitude. I mean, we take so much for granted. You know, when we talk about gratitude, we think it's about all the big things. But I always tell my clients, you know, wake up in the morning, like when you know, we take it for granted. Like these hands have allowed us to dress and shower, brush our teeth, put on our lotion. And, you know, we
blessings.
You know, but we take it for granted because it's like we're on autopilot.
Yes.
And that's what you're able to bring yourself back. Even just when you're on that musalla and, you know, instead of up, down, touch the ground, just sit there. And instead of asking, why don't you just say thank you. There's so much. There's so much to be grateful for. The little things that we take for granted, every single, I mean, you know, when you get cut a little bit on your finger and that finger is throbbing the whole day that you can't even do anything and you've got to put a plaster on. And you think about, imagine this finger does so much for me, this baby finger. I mean, just with that pain, I can't move my whole hand, you know, I can't do everything that I'm supposed to do. And also knowing like when you put that band-aid on top, how your healing capabilities are, your innate healing wisdom inside of you, how your wound just gets healed. So it's amazing just tuning in that we have so much of this power within us to heal ourselves, heal our mind, heal our body. I could just go on and on and on.
No, and I agree. You know, the gratitude is the most important factor. And the small things, you know, just even I said in the last program, I think it was 2 weeks ago, we had also a life coach and we spoke about journaling and just making a note every day of the small little things that you can be grateful for. And you'd be amazed at how every day you'll find things that you really took for granted and you'll realize what blessings they are. And that really changes your whole approach and it changes your thoughts. It changes your mindset. But, you know, Coach C, you mentioned and you gave us a few examples and stories of children. And I think that is also a very important point that I'd like to make now. But, you know, currently the children are in direct exposure to the pandemic and they've lost loved ones and they're struggling, you know, with the disease, food shortages and so much of deprivations. And these have caused a lot of psychological disturbances for them because they're currently going to be seeing themselves as a lost generation. You know, those who have, it will forever fall in the shadow. They will forever fall in the shadow of the ones of a global pandemic. And how can we actually help our kids to build resilience? Just a few points on that, if you can talk to us about that.
You know, resilience is not something you do. It's actually something you be. Right. So I think it's again coming back to everything we discussed earlier in believing in yourself and knowing that your resilience in life is directly proportionate to the vividness of understanding and believing in yourself. And also, more importantly, surrendering and being able to submit to those things that are beyond our control. And children learn what they live. So obviously, when they see the people around them, you know, not succumbing to challenges and being able to be resilient and move forward, that no matter what happens, you know, we're going to wake up, dress up, and show up, basically. So just tuning into that.
Just tuning in. Super Coach C, I must tell you, you've been awe-inspiring today, and you've shared a lot for us, and I think it's really going to go a long way I hope, inshallah, that everybody takes away everything that you've just shared with us here today and truly turn it into a positive way and love through whatever, use that all to love through their daily lives and all the tips that you've given us. And, you know, transforming your life involves going beyond the way you love, like you said, and it means creating a better life for yourself and changing the way you love. And so I thank you. Thank you, Sister Z, for joining us on today's show. We are running a little bit out of time, so we're going to have to just stop there. And inshallah, we'd love to have you back on our show again. With some more invaluable information and some more valuable tips and life-changing advice. So jazakallah for your time this afternoon. Stay blessed and I hope and stay safe, inshallah. Thank you, Sister.
Thank you to all the listeners and your team and keep the change.
Jazakallah.
So
there you have it. That was Super Coach Z sharing her insight with us on building resilience. And we know that resilience now is about learning to love or to let go of whatever is holding you back and not letting it control you. And although we are each born with this broad spectrum of optimism and pessimism, optimism is a skill which can be learned. And it's also an integral part for taking responsibility for our future and in building resilience for the unavoidable setbacks in life. So try your best to maintain this positive mindset, because unless you believe that the future can be better, you are unlikely to step up and take responsibility for making it so. You know, I love the quote that says, I can be changed by what happens to me, but I refuse to be reduced by it. And with that, I leave you with some final words. Don't give up. If you get tired, learn to rest, not to quit. Do join us again next week for the last part of our series on transformation. It's going to be a great one. It's going to be a final one on transformation. And if you have any questions for our super coaches, please send me a WhatsApp on 067-848-5032. 067-848-5032, and we will answer all of your questions on next week's show, inshallah. Remember, this show is for you, for your betterment, for your peace, and for creating the best version of yourself. Stay safe and stay blessed. Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam. Tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun alal mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.